Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Monday, the 22nd of February. First up, an apology that we didn't have the show yesterday on Sunday. Unfortunately, I was feeling a little under the weather. And had to take the day off. So sorry about that, folks. But here on New Zealand Sports Radio, hi, I'm Paul. And on the news today, the cricket has been going on with the Ford Trophy and also the one-day domestic competitions for both the men's and the women's. And I just realised I've not brought up those results, so we'll get those for you during the show. Also, the Australian Open came to a conclusion over the weekend. We'll bring you up to speed with how the Prada Cup final went. There's A-League and NZ Premiership action in the football. In the basketball, we've got NBA and NBL action. The PGA Golf has been going on over the weekend, and still that's in its fourth round at the Genesis Open. In a local action, we had the third round of the New Zealand of the PSP New Zealand Jet Sprint Championships, a championship at Merrimeri. The squash tournaments kicked off with the Henderson Rochelle Hobbs PSA Open, and we also had the beach ball down in Christchurch with the Super Slam down there. And this is your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. Let's start over in the USA with the PGA Golf at the Genesis Open. It's into the fourth round. Danny Lee has made the cut, which is good. And he is tied 43rd at the moment at one over par. The leader has yet to go out on the course. That's Burns at 9 under par in that one. We'll let you know how Danny Lee finishes off that tournament tomorrow morning here on the sports briefing at 7 a.m. Keeping in the USA, we'll head over to the NBA. Five games yesterday. Key results there is the Lakers lost the Heat 96-94 in that one. The Suns with a big win over the Grizzlies 128-97 there. Looking, as we missed yesterday, there were further nine results from there, including the Pelicans losing to the Suns 114-132 in that one. Stephen Adams unfortunately injured and not playing there. Brandon Ingram top scored with 25 points in that one. Willie Hernangómez came in to replace Steve Adams and got 13 rebounds and 9 points. For the Suns, though, good team effort, really, to get to 132 points, 23 points for Devin Booker. and a double-double for Dondre Anton. 16 rebounds and 16 points there. In fixtures today, the Pelicans are back in action. They start at 9:30 a.m. Against the Celtics. That'll be a tough one for them. Also, the Bucks versus the Kings jumps out as being a key game. Looking at the tables then, the 76ers top the Eastern Conference, had the Nets and the Bucks. And the Bucks will be looking at extending that one-game winning streak after a long losing streak. We saw them drop off the top. Over on the Western Conference side, the Jazz still lead the Clippers and the Lakers over there. Sticking with basketball and moving over to the NBL. Over the weekend, the Breakers weren't in action. They're in action today at 7 p.m. A couple of results from yesterday saw the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix beat the Bullets 99-83 and the Kings beat the 36ers 94-77. Still sees Melbourne United at the top ahead of the Hawks and the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix there. As I say, the Breakers in action today at 7 p.m. against the Hawks. That'll be a tough one for them as they look to try and climb off the bottom of the table. Sticking over in Australia, and we'll move on to the Australian Open, where it has been the finals over the weekend. Djokovic beat Medvedev 7-5, 6-2, 6-2 to win the final there. In the women's singles, Osaka beat Brady 6-4, 6-3 in that one and gave a very touching speech at the winner's speech in that one. In the men's doubles, Polanski and Dodik, the number 9 seeds, beat Ram and Salisbury, number 5 seeds, 6-3, 6-4 in that one. And in the women's doubles, Mertens and Sabalenka won that one, beating Krejcikova and Sinikova 6-2, 6-3 in that one there. Sticking in Australia, for the move on to the football and in the A-League. And don't forget, we have a Knicks newsletter for the covering off on the A-League action every Saturday at 9 a.m. So if you want to catch up with your A-League and particularly Knicks action, then that's the place to be. So in the A-League, then we had, as I say, the Wellington Phoenix took on Western Sydney Wanderers and drew 2-2 in that one last night at 8 p.m. The other game yesterday saw Melbourne Victory lose to Newcastle Jets 1-0. That was important for the Phoenix. That sees Melbourne Victory at bottom of the table. Phoenix just up in 11th there, just 1 point ahead with that point from that draw yesterday. Central Coast still top of the table ahead of Brisbane Roar and MacArthur FC, who are going very well in their first season. Next games are on Tuesday night with Melbourne City taking on Sydney FC in that one. Coming back to New Zealand for the ISPS Handa Men's Premiership and 4 games at the weekend. Wellington Phoenix and Auckland City drew 1-1. A good result there for Wellington Phoenix. Canterbury United lost to Team Wellington 2-0. Waitakere United beat Hawke's Bay 2-0 and Eastern Suburbs and Hamilton Wanderers put in a 1-1 draw. That draw by Auckland FC meant they're still top of the table on 27 points. But allowed Team Wellington to close the gap. And they're now on 23 points behind them. So still 4 points back there at fighting it out at the top of the table. Moving in to local action and the squash, the Henderson Rochelle Hobbs PSA Open, which got underway at the weekend. In the men's final, Evan Williams beat Joel Arscott 9-11, 10-12, 16-14, 11-8, 11-1. So coming back from 2 sets down, a big achievement there for Evan Williams. Great result for him. on the women's side of things, Emma Miller took on Shelley Kitchen in that one. And again, it was a five-setter, going 10-12, 11-4, 11-9, 9-11, 12-10. So going one that swung either way in that one. So congratulations to Emma Miller in there. Great to see Shelley Kitchen at 41 coming back and competing at this level. So she's previously been a top 10 pro, so good to see still in the sport and enjoying it and showing some of the younger players how it's done. Moving on to the beach volleyball. That was down in Christchurch. In the women's final, we saw Tilly and Fitzy take on Kerwin and MacDonald in that one. Kerwin and MacDonald came out on top. 17-21, 21-7, 15-7. So coming back from a set down to win that one over Tilly and Fitzy in that one. On the men's side of things, the O'Day brothers off the back of becoming national champions up in Ruakura won a relatively comfortably over Nicklin and Hartles, 21-19. 21-15 in that one there. Good result for the O'Days, who I don't believe dropped a single set all tournament in that one. Moving on to the jet sprints, which I was at in Merrimerry at the weekend on Saturday there. Over in the Merrimerry, they had the Group Bs, Group As, and also the Superboat action. You can see some of the runs on both Twitter and Facebook, and also I put my interviews up on Facebook. The interview coming out every day at 6 p.m. this week from there, so do keep across that. In Group B, John Varney and Lily Berda took it out ahead of Chris Rasmussen and Holly Sutherland with Tim Eldhouse and Dylan Heldhouse in third place there. So congratulations to them. Over in the Group A, and Cy Gibbon and Donna Candish took full advantage of Ollie Silverton crashing out in the top nine, I think it was, or top six, there to take their second title of the season and take the lead in that competition. Rick Flowerday and Jazz Flowerday got their first time on the podium, so congratulations to them. And Ross Travers and Amanda Kitto took out the bronze medal. Up in the superboat action, and it was the PSP boat of Sam Newdick and Sharma Putarinui, who won that one. Three first places on the trot for them as they lead in the national standings. Paddy Hayden and Jay Hayden came in second. Paddy, who was good enough to take me out on a boat the previous weekend, so very happy to see him do well in second place. And Scott Donald and Nicole Reesby took out the bronze in that one. Moving on then to the Prada Cup. Saturday, Team Ineos UK won the second race to get their first win in the finals. It wasn't enough, though, as Luna Rosa took out the early race there and two races on Sunday to win the series 7-1. That means that the remaining five races are not required. A big turnaround from the round robin, where Ineos Team UK won all of their races. In the finals, they only managed to pick up one. So a big change there. So Luna Rosa into the America's Cup and will be taking on Team in New Zealand in that one. Finally, over to the cricket. And in the Ford Trophy, there have been we're heading towards the final stages, the finals. We've got two more rounds in that one. Yesterday, saw three games with the Volts beating Canterbury by 31 runs. The Firebirds, Wellington beating Northern Districts by 17 runs, and the Auckland Aces beating the Central Stags by 93 runs in that one. A big 311-9 in their one. That sees Canterbury at top of the table on 22 points, along with Northern Districts, who are also on 22 points. And then it's very tight behind that. The Aces and the Auckland Aces and Wellington Fires both on 18 points, and the Otago Volts on 16. Central Stags struggling some way back. Over on the women's side, the Halliburton Johnson Shield. Yesterday, again, we saw three games. The Magicians losing to the Central Hinds by 2 wickets. Northern Districts beats Otago Sparks by 76 runs. And Auckland Hearts beat Wellington Blaze by 8 wickets in that one. That means, again, that overall, that means, again, we've got a tie at the top with the Canterbury Magicians and Auckland Hearts both on 29 points, with Central Hinds just 1 point back on 28. Northern Districts a bit further back on 19, with the Blaze on 9 and the Otago Sparks yet to pick up a point. Again, two more rounds of that before we hit the finals in there. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all of the important sports news. Yes, all a bit bunged up this morning, folks. Hope you all have a wonderful day. And so it catches this evening at 8 p.m. for Swinging from the Hip.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.